Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
G'day, mates, and welcome back to the time capsule that is Can We Help You, the podcast that's as nostalgic as a morning of cartoons and as adventurous as a backyard cricket match. I'm Franco, your guide to this wild ride down memory lane, joined by Sash, the master of mischief, and Jax, our trivia track star. Strap in with your favourite snacks as we take a trip back to the 2000s, answering your burning questions with the same... I don't even know what this is about.
What is this? This doesn't have a theme. It's all over the place.
I wish we could go back to the 2000s.
Well, the 2000s. The rest of it says, answering your burning questions with the same flair as an Aussie kids TV show. It's time to revive the legends and maybe create a few new ones.
What did you try to?
I tried to have like a bit of a nostalgic vibe, and I tried to appeal to Jax by saying, give me like a 2000s Australian... like kids show TV kind of theme.
Didn't name a single one.
But yeah, no, it didn't name any of them. And obviously Jax could write a much better one.
Yeah, did you guys ever watch Legends of the Hidden Temple?
No.
No.
Oh, that was a good show.
Can't relate.
Oh,
sorry.
God.
No.
I knew this would get Jax started though, so I guess my goal has been met. I'm not going to do the outro for this one.
Were you one of those kids that just like parked themselves? And when I say kid, I mean, I'm talking like up until like mid-primary school. So like kid. That would just park themselves in front of the TV with a bowl of cereal and like sit so close to the TV and just like not move or acknowledge anyone else's existence. I feel like that was
you. I don't remember doing that, but I did watch a lot of TV. I loved
watching a lot of TV. He had to have been doing that.
Like, you know the kids I'm talking about, right?
Yeah,
like those kids that don't hear or see anything else except for what is on the television in front of them.
The early 2000s equivalent of an iPad kid.
Totally. And then Jax would be, have you heard of the iPad kid cough?
No.
No. What is the iPad kid cough?
So it's like gross. So it's like people who parody kids on TikTok, like iPad kids. And they're like, you know how like kids like, it's very visual. I don't know if I can do it justice, but you know how like kids who are like talking to an adult and they like twist their body in weird shapes and like, did you know that I went to the museum on Sunday? And then the iPad kid cough is this idea that they cough like with their mouth open and their lips kind of purse, kind of like a sort of thing.
Why?
I know exactly what you're talking
and
about.
Like they've always got snot on their nose. Like they're just fucking gross. Like
they just have no like idea
awareness of
the reality around them and what the right way to do that is.
Yeah, and like they're so
exactly what
they're
you're talking
so
about.
Absorbed by their screens, they don't know how to act around other human beings, so they're just like fucking weird and they
I have
cough
a lot of
weird
interactions with other human beings, but I mean iPad kids, like they're just always on their iPad. But
I reckon Jax figured out how to be an adult much later than he'd care to admit.
I
just watched a lot of TV. I'm not sure why. I watch cartoons every school morning. I watch cartoons on the weekend. And I don't know. I watched a lot of, I don't know.
just search if you're listening to this. Let's see this. This is the weird. I'm watching a TikTok. I'm showing the boys a TikTok. Just kids being stupid and like standing.
I know exactly
funny.
What you mean. Yeah, yeah. They don't know how to like move their body because yeah. they're too obsessed with what they're watching. Yep.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And so they like lie in weird positions kids, and it? Then they're like. Like, yeah, a lot of it. But the idea is these kids are so engrossed in their like, you know, the kids that you try. Oh, my God. Because I used to work in childcare and there'd be kids who would do this, right? There would be the TV kids who would just sit in front of the TV. Their mouth would hang open. And we all do it. I'm not saying that these kids are like the worst kids in the
but
world.
But there's a problem when you do it too much.
There were the kids that would only do that. Like they'd sit in front of the TV. Their mouth would hang open. They'd fucking like slouch over and they'd just be like fucking zombies staring at the screen. That's an iPad kid.
Like, I feel like a lot of, well, I don't know, a lot of kids I knew, I feel like watch a lot. Like Beyblade was big, Digimon was big, Pokemon was big, Yu-Gi-Oh was big. We watched a lot of cartoons when I was a kid. I don't know if it was just in my circle.
No. It was definitely a big 90s noughties kid thing was like Cheese TV and, you know.
Yeah, Nickelodeon, Disney Channel. Actually, I found, because I've been watching this documentary that's come out about Nickelodeon in the 90s and 2000s.
Yeah,
and it's really intense, and it's actually been quite uncomfortable because I used to love. I mean, once it got to iCarly, I was like, "Well, that was that's past my time." But all the rest of them, I used to love those shows. Like, I used to watch them all the time, you know. And so I was like, "Shit, I liked all of these shows."
Yeah.
And it was quite that made it more uncomfortable.
I was never really a Foxtel kid, so I didn't watch a lot of Nickelodeon. I would watch some of it at my friend's place. I was always like your free-to-air TV galley, like Round the Twist, Bananas in Pyjamas, Angela Anaconda, although I was getting a bit old by the time she was really popular, Arthur, Hey Arnold, Pokemon, like, you
absolute
know, those
bangers.
Absolute bangers. I was never really watching the like Nickelodeon kids TV shows. That was Cartoon Network. Powerpuff Girls. I think I got the Powerpuff Girls show bag, the Easter show once. Anyway, I don't know how we got started on this tangent.
I don't know. I just want to quickly put this out there because I feel like I talk about this to some people. Actually, I talk about this to anyone and no one knows what I'm talking about. There's two things that I remember.
We're not going to know.
From okay, my childhood. Well, obviously I remember a lot from my childhood, but two main things that I feel like I was the only one who experienced this. Like early days of Nickelodeon, there was after school, there was an upside down chin that used to celebrate everyone's birthdays. And I've never been able to find a single other person who knows what I'm talking about. But if you know what I'm talking about, please send through an email so that I know that I'm not alone. There was an upside down chin and he used to kind of talk like this. And he would have a little party hat on and he'd celebrate everyone's birthdays. The other thing is I think it might have been a Nick Jr. thing, but there was a coloured screen with two eyes and a mouth and it used to talk. And I don't remember what it used to say, but it was just a coloured screen. And again, no one I speak to knows what I'm talking about.
I think the coloured screen I've seen referenced in like nostalgia videos. I feel like I have seen
that. Might have been an American thing. I think that the upside down chin, I think it was like Nickelodeon was new. They needed some Australian content on there and it was like four people working there and they're like, let's put an upside down chin on there to celebrate birthdays. But I feel like I'm the only one who saw that.
Yeah, I can't relate.
Relate at all.
Sorry. Well, sorry about
it. If you know what I'm talking about, please send an email through. I want to know that I didn't just make this up.
I've got a question for you guys.
Franco's coming.
And I'll keep it brief because the more I talk about this bloody office, the more depressing it gets.
We spent a whole episode on the office a couple of weeks ago.
I'm just going to put the question out there and you can judge me and you can just tell me your honest thoughts. Thoughts on fake plants?
No. Absolutely not.
Okay. Look, if I'm in any space with sunlight where I can get sunlight, I'm anti-fake plant. I'd much rather just have a real one. However, you work in a windowless, joyless space.
Yeah, the windowless thing makes it hard.
Excuse me, there's a lot of joy in this room.
Oh, is there? Okay.
I'm trying to cultivate as much joy as possible.
Franco posted pictures of his dungeon on the Ronnie Room. Go check it out if you haven't seen it already.
CanWeHelpYouPodcast.com/room if you haven't been there yet. But
And look, the photos I posted, it's still a work in progress. I'm going to hang some acoustic panels from the roof today. That's a thing that's happening.
Great.
There was a comment from a Ronnie who said, quite, and I will quote it so that I can get it right. Ronnie said, they laughed. They said, ha, 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 ha. That is terrifying. And I agree, Ronnie.
Yeah, I agree. Look, I get it. But Ronnie, Google the word studio. Studios don't have windows. I'm trying to have
don't
a professional.
Look like that, though.
Yes, they do. Some of them do.
Yeah, I'm but just, you're not like you podcast. We've talked about this. We podcast once a week. Like this isn't your job.
No, I'm. This is a room for video editing, and that's what I'm trying to do.
So you want it to be dark and. Or at least
I want it to be dark.
Moody.
I want the screen to be the focus. I've got all my camera gear behind. Well, I will have more camera gear behind me, and I just want it to look nice and professional. Look, and a window isn't necessary for that.
Can I make a different suggestion?
Yes.
Now, this could potentially be a logistical nightmare, but I'm –
my whole life at the moment is a logistical nightmare.
Let's
so
add
please
to
go
it,
ahead.
Then. Can you just get a fish tank? With some fish.
Oh, good idea. Oh,
because you'd have company that
you
could
some
put colourful things in the tank. You get a bit of life. You could just sit and stare at them when you're having a moment. I was sitting at my in-laws the other day and someone near me was having a conversation that I was just not interested in and I had nowhere else to go. So I just sat and said, they have a really great fish tank, my in-laws. And I was just looking at the fish tank and I realised it's more of an aquarium than a fish tank. But after about 5 minutes, I realized I'd just been watching the fish and it was really nice. Yep. I was still in the room with these people.
I like that. Yeah. He's loud though. Like a proper tank or an aquarium has like a filter and something or other.
Well, I guess I can turn that on at night or something. Like it doesn't need to be
on. Yeah, you've
got
to make sure it has a filter and all of that stuff. But I mean, I don't know, maybe that
my
could be
my one
nice.
Concern is that obviously this is a one person office and there are other people here and stuff, but I just
away.
if I take a week off then the fish are dead.
No, so, you just have to be committed I would not encourage you to get fish if you're not committed to them. So this is if you don't think you can give your world to them, then don't do it. But you can get slow feeders, so they're like little blocks of food that like you pop on the bottom of the tank and they kind of slowly like they can pick at it and it's not like going to disintegrate all at once. It'll slowly kind of loosen and, you know, that's an option.
The other option, thank you. That is, it's not something I've thought about at all and I do appreciate it.
You're welcome.
I don't think I'm going to do it.
Oh, okay.
It's a lot of work.
It's a
the
lot
other
of
option,
work.
The other option and I know how this doesn't really help the reputation that this room has as a dungeon, but
oh god,
is to get real plants and get like grow lights for
setup.
I was gonna say a hydroponic setup. I think is what you should get.
You could probably get away with a lot in there. You never know what you could grow.
I might as well just have a weed pot plant and just it'll look nice.
Look, I don't think you should put in heat lamps.
It's just a light bulb. It's just like a special kind of light bulb.
I think you should just get some fake plants and maybe a cactus. Maybe a cactus.
Cacti. That'd be good. I think you have – there's a trouble there that there's no natural light. So maybe a cacti. But I'm not on the fake plant train. I think it's gonna make you sadder because you're going to look at this plant and go, it's not even real.
Yeah.
It's not even real.
Nothing is real. My life is a waste.
Nothing is real in here. Yep. You're going to see that how it, you know, the lights, your lights, your bright lights in that small windowless room reflect off the plastic leaves.
As you
and
said
you're going to go.
The lights just shut off.
Yeah. Well.
What? The lights shut off? What do you mean? Get out of there. Someone's coming to kill you.
What the hell?
Oh
sorry,
God.
I'll be one moment. Just going to put the lights back on.
Well, on that
are they
note,
on a timer?
I kicked something. It's my fault.
Sure.
Should we get to a question?
Oh, yes.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com and get up to 15% off your first purchase as a member with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for up to 15% off your first purchase as a member.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Okay, Franco, are you with us?
Yeah. One sec. All right, yeah, I fixed it.
Okay. I got a question here from Ronnie, and Ronnie's gotten in touch via the website, canwehelpyoupodcast.com, and Ronnie has stayed anonymous, as most of you like to do, and they've, you know, I've noticed a lot of people lately are doing the old fun email address, so they've written in from fuckingfranco@gmail.com. So thank you for that, Ronnie. Appreciate it.
Good one, Ronnie.
Ronnie writes, a friend of mine asked me to MC his wedding next year. We message frequently about sports, but we haven't actually spent all that much time together over the last couple of years, even though we live in the same city. When we were kids, we used to hang out all the time. We were basically inseparable. But over the years, we've found different friends. That said, whenever we get together, we can still pick up like no time has passed. I haven't really been a part of his friend group since high school, and honestly, I haven't even met his fiancé. I'm a little anxious about emceeing his wedding when I don't know anyone or the couple that well. Oh. Should I even be emceeing the reception at all, or am I just overthinking it? I am a college professor and podcaster, so I think I could be all right
there
at
it. Yep.
As all of you are married, what would be your advice for emceeing a wedding? Now, Ronnie, can I just say, what podcast do you host? Should we get you on as a guest?
Yeah. Is it a little more successful than ours?
Maybe we could do some cross-promotion. I don't know. We can have each other's ads in our podcasts. I can do a live read for you. You can do one for us. Why not?
You know?
Ronnie, it sounds like your mate wants you to come to the wedding, but probably is aware that you don't really know anyone. And so and also the podcasting factor. And the fact that you speak for a living as a professor, I'm guessing. Oh, well, maybe not. Sorry. I'm getting that confused with uni lecturer. Anyway, the fact that you have a podcast and that he probably wants you at the wedding but knows you might not have a great time because you don't know anyone probably has led to him asking you to be his MC. So it's kind of like he's providing you a kindness, but also, I mean, keep this in mind, Ronnie. People get strangers to MC their weddings. Like you can get an MC package as part of your DJ or as part of your celebrant package. Like a lot of celebrants will sometimes MC as well. I've seen that before. So you don't have to know the couple.
No, not at all.
Or the person. So I don't think it's like a deal breaker that you, you don't know the fiance. I think it's nice that your friend still wants to involve you, especially given that, your lives have gone in different directions, but they still obviously want you at their big day, which is really nice.
For our wedding, we pretty much did what Ronnie's friend did, which is have someone MC the wedding who is, like, very vaguely in our lives, it's Jess's friend's brother. Mm. No.
Yep.
Jess's brother's friend. So when Jess was living at home with her siblings and when Jess's brother was in high school, there was this guy, Harley, who was really good friends with her brother and like really good friends with the family. He moved to Melbourne a few years after that and he's lived in Melbourne for many years. So we don't see him much. Jess's family doesn't see him much. He's just kind of like always been like another member of the family. But I've honestly maybe talked to him two or three times. That's who we had as our MC, and pretty much because like he works in radio, I know that he's like very good at public speaking. He does a lot of that sort of stuff, and he was great. And like I think that's fine if you're picking someone based on I guess their ability to bring a good to be a good MC.
Then
that's fine.
All you need to do as an MC is bring a vibe. You just got to be up. You got to be like, hey, how's everyone doing tonight? You know, if you've got a couple of little very, very, very short anecdotes from high school that are a bit of fun about the groom, chuck them in. But you don't have to, you know, you don't have to know all that much at all or anything really about the couple to MC the wedding. Really, you just got to keep things moving. You got to keep things going from point A to point B. You got to throw in maybe a little joke here and there and just, you know, do – Google a couple of fun games you can do as a wedding MC, and then that's it, really.
Mm. I like that. I think it's actually an opportunity for Ronnie to see what kind of a good MC you can be, because when we asked this person, like he gave us separately both like a call and wanted to talk about like the sort of things that he should do and just like get to know, well, obviously he knew us, but like get to know more about our lives at that Aww. Time and that kind of thing.
Yeah, that's nice.
You can do all of that, Ronnie. You can make the most of it.
Yeah. And yeah, I just think it's yeah, a matter of just being a good host, really, because, yeah, Jax is right. And I think there's a lot of pressure on MCs, but really it's not – unless you, like, really don't want to do it, like, feel free to say no. But, like, in terms of, you know, being concerned about not knowing enough, you really don't. You'll get a list of names, and here is bridesmaid Jessica, and here is – Groomsman Danny.
And for the first time, Mr. and Mrs. Jonathan. Here we go. Bring him in. You know, and then you just got to go the, all right, and now it's time. Everyone, charge your glasses. It's time for the, you know, first dance, or it's time for the speeches or whatever. That's it.
Yeah.
That's all you really have to do. There's a number of like mandatories like, okay, everyone, now it's time to cut the cake. Everyone, blah, blah, blah. And that's, I mean, you can end it there. You don't have to go on about like, you know, when we were in high school, Johnny didn't like cake. You know, you don't need to do any of that stuff.
Ronnie, if you're having second thoughts, you might want to consider asking Jax to be your MC.
Yeah.
Because it sounds like he knows what he's doing.
He's got it down pat. Yeah. I think it's actually a really big compliment to be out if you're like connected to the bride and groom, or groom and groom, or bride and bride. I think it's a huge compliment to be asked to MC. Who are we gonna ask? Oh, I was gonna ask like a childhood friend, same sort of deal. Like, we don't see each other that often, but we talk quite a lot, and he's just could speak underwater. Like, he would just be,
that's the thing. Yeah, you just pick someone who you think would be good at it.
Yeah. And who has like no shame. In the way that it's like they're not going to be embarrassed to stand up in front of all your family and friends and talk shit. And
I think for a lot of people though, it's kind of good to have someone who doesn't know you that well, because obviously if you want them to talk shit and, you know, have a big speech about all of the embarrassing stories, they're probably going to be in the bridal party.
Yeah,
it's better to have someone who doesn't want to share too many personal stories, and that kind of is good for an MC, because, you know, they're there to keep structure to the day.
Yes. You don't want a loose cannon.
Yeah. Yes, and when you don't know anyone or know very few people, there's less chance for you to get distracted, or, you know, if you know heaps of people and then you throw in a little in-joke and then everyone's, you know, half the people are laughing and then things going to get bogged down and it gets really awkward. And when you don't know anyone, it's easy to just go up and be, all right, everyone, shut up now. It's time to move on to something else, you know, because you don't know anyone, so you can tell them all to shut the fuck up and it doesn't matter, because they're not going to be like, can you believe that old mate, Auntie Rhonda, told everyone to shut up in front
don't
of everyone?
Tell don't everyone to shut up. And yes, that name is banned. What
are you talking about? I've been to weddings, and I've been to other events where the MC will get up and go, shh, all right.
Ow, that hurt my ears.
That really hurt.
That was horrible. You did that
You're
right
gonna have
into
to
the
turn
microphone.
That down in the edit. That's awful.
Yeah, but like, don't get up and yell shut the fuck up when grandma and
obviously
Auntie
I'm just
Deanna
saying,
are there.
You know, you can yell at everyone to be quiet, or, you know, all right, everyone calm down a little bit. We're on to the speeches. It's time for, you know, the father of the bride. You know, Johnny. Why do I keep saying Johnny? But anyway.
Ronnie, Johnny.
Everyone's named Johnny at this wedding.
Oh my god. Yeah. I'd love to be an MC, I reckon. I think I'd have a bit of fun with it.
I think we'd be good as MCs. Wedding
it's
MCs.
The only problem, like, radio people always get asked to be MCs. I don't think I was going to ask Jason PJ, but I think like the idea like does cross your mind where you're like, we were working for Jason PJ around the time Shane and I were planning our wedding, and I was like, oh.
And they did a couple weddings around that time as well, didn't they?
They sure did. They did a listener wedding.
I think the hard part is if when you're like close friends with someone, even if they'd make a good MC, you want them to be kind of part of – you don't want them to have to like work at your wedding. And so you kind of almost want someone that is not – that you still want to be there, but that is not like, you know, going to be offended by being asked to work at your wedding.
I got invited to a wedding recently because I haven't really been to that many weddings. A lot of my friends who are my age, like – have gotten engaged but never got married sort of thing. They had kids instead and were just like, oh, whatever, we'll get to that one day. And I really like what they're doing. So I caught up with them over Easter weekend, actually. And because she was like, she sent me a text that week and she was like, oh, she sent a text to everyone, was like, hey, keep this day free at Three Blue Ducks, which is a pretty half decent restaurant in Sydney.
Yep.
6 p.m. formal invitation to follow. And I was like, oh, so what are you like, is that where you're going to have your ceremony? And she's like, I actually think we're going to do a private ceremony beforehand. And I was like, oh, that's such a nice idea.
That's
like,
nice.
And I think small weddings are actually in, because I'm looking at doing a story for work.
Yep.
People are doing like, yeah, like still like having a beautiful meal and even like drinks and a group of 20 or 30, but like that idea of like small intimate weddings is really in at the moment.
I'm curious, and this is a bit of a sidebar because like you are, like you said, doing a story on it. Is it because people don't have any money?
I think that would be part of it.
Yeah,
I think that would be part of it. I think, you know, when things grow and grow and grow and grow, and then you get to the point where you go, what are we doing? I think that could, and there will always be people who will have big weddings because it's can be a cultural thing.
Yes, definitely.
Sometimes people are just huge party animals and all they want to do is be with every single person they've ever met and celebrate their love, and that's great. But I think in terms of like trends where it's like what's popular, what's not, and it can be so fucking fickle, is that, yeah, I think people are just kind of bridal shower, overseas trip for the bachelor and bachelorette party or bucks and hens, whatever it is, you know, like, and then you've got like the 3-day wedding event where it's like, oh, and then the next day we do this and then the next day we do that and people spending all this money. I think everyone's just kind of like, wow, this is exhausting. It's stressful. It's not very fun to organize. The day might be fun, but people, the thing I see constantly, and I'm not part of these groups anymore, but the thing I saw constantly when I was planning my wedding and part of all the Facebook groups was like, don't forget to just eat and don't forget to stop and talk to and stop and like take in what you're doing because you're so busy and you're running around and there's so many people and everything's happening all at once. And then you go, I don't remember anything that just happened because it all happened so fast and there was so much going on. I think people like big weddings, like the trend of big weddings has gotten too big and now everyone's kind of reassessing like, what are we doing here?
Well, as this episode is coming to you right now, I'm actually at a wedding.
Oh, that's right.
My mate's wedding. I haven't written the best man speech yet.
Took me a second. I looked at you and I was like, no, you're not.
No, I mean, not here, not right now, but like as this episode comes out, I am at a wedding.
Okay, as you are listening to this, Jax is at a wedding.
Yes.
I don't know. I guess we'll see how it goes. I don't think it's a huge, huge wedding, but it is, I think, relatively big. There's going to be a fair few people there.
There's people coming from overseas. That's a big deal.
People coming from over. There's at least one person coming from overseas. I still haven't written my best man speech, I feel like there's a lot of pressure on we spent 4 years talking about bad speeches at weddings a lot on this podcast. So now there's a lot of pressure.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
There's a lot.
I wrote my groom speech on the day.
Yeah.
So you can
Franco,
you can wing it.
Because I told him at his wedding that he had to do a speech and not in the way
he didn't know.
He goes, I'm not feeling very well. I'm like, what's wrong? And you're like, oh, I'm just like, I feel a bit sick and da-da-da. I'm like, oh, is it because of the speech? Like, are you nervous? And he went, what speech? And I went, you are.
Oh, my
God. Like,
this is as I was
speech?
Like, you know, I was doing the rounds and I was saying hello to a few people and you weren't the only one who mentioned it. And then while we were getting ready, Jess's dad mentioned it and I realized, oh, shit, this is an actual thing that, like, isn't really optional. I've got to get up there and talk.
Yeah,
right. So as we were on the bus on the way to like getting photos done and all of that, I was just on my phone writing a speech.
My God.
You can't do worse than that, Jax. If you start now, you'll be fine.
I imagine it wasn't that long then.
No. It was pretty short, but I think I did pretty well, to be honest.
I can't remember done many speeches. It, but I don't think it was bad.
I am glad you can't remember it. That is a good sign.
I think short and sweet is better than long and boring, you know?
Oh, 100%.
Exactly.
So, Jax, my only piece of advice to you is don't make fun of Cody. Like, don't talk about the time you lost your virginity or, like, make fun of him for being like, oh, you were so obsessed with your wife that, you know, you'd message me and ask me what I should do, ha, ha, ha. Like, that's fine. But don't talk about past conquests or losing your virginity or, like, him doing something really off when you were teenagers. Like,
yeah.
just...
There's a lot of things that no one wants could to hear be it. Could be talked about, but I'm trying to. I think I have to keep it a little more. Yeah, you know?
It is not a roast.
Were there any like really embarrassing stories that came out at your weddings?
No, because I only had four people at my wedding.
Both of us only had small weddings, so we didn't really have.
No one gave a speech at my wedding except.
And I honestly,
Shane
I was
me.
kind of glad. Like we had, you know, like we had a couple of friends there, but I was kind of glad that there was no real proper speech because I was like. For a minute, I think Cody might have actually done a very short, like, you know, blah, blah, blah. I don't think he was prepared for it. And I'm glad because it was a lunch, right? It wasn't a proper wedding. It wasn't like nighttime where everyone's, you know, eight drinks in and buzzed and people are kind of like, ha, 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 or don't care or aren't going to remember. I was like, there are a lot of things that could be said right now. And everyone here is pretty much sober and it's the, like, lunchtime and I don't know what's going to be said. Please don't say anything that's going to be really awkward. So thankfully, I think it was just like, you know, just pretty chill.
Yeah. I know people like shit on wedding speeches. I actually really enjoyed them. And I was looking forward to having the people I love speak at our wedding when we were having like a big wedding, just because I really get caught up in it all. I fucking love it. I think I love going to other people's weddings and hearing what their friends say about them and what their parents say about them and their relationship. Like, I really love it. So that is, I'm not going to lie, I was a bit disappointed that I missed out on that hoo-ha.
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 I lost my bra. I left it in my boyfriend's car.
But yeah, Jax, you should really get onto that. I mean, I know we're talking in the future, so by now, don't ad-lib, don't try and make it up on the spot.
I was going to try and do that. I was going to have like just little – because I used to be really good at public, like oral presentations at school.
Yeah, that's what I did, just a few dot points.
A few dot points and then just kind of –
No, that works for some people. Oh, that's fine. Yeah, it's totally fine.
That's fine, but don't get up with nothing.
You know kind of what topic you're going to be on and you can just, you know, talk on that. If you're fine in front of a crowd, then it's okay. If you're going to be the sort of person that freezes up, then you might need a word-for-word script.
There's nothing worse, though, than a boring wedding speech, like a long...
Keep it short.
And it's always the dads, God bless them, but it's the dads that... Because you get the dads that get up and you can tell, like, they're the jokesters of the family or they're, like, very comfortable in their own skin and they're happy to just kind of... Yeah, same thing. Like, they would have written down a few points, but they just kind of talk around it and they can be funny and heartwarming and lovely at the same time. But then you get the dads, God bless them, that are, you know, scientists and have worked in an office job for 60 years and they kind of stand there with their piece of paper and... Yes, I remember when Franco was a young boy.
I don't mind that so much. I don't mean, you know, I find it's, well, in my experience, it's often the maid of honour will get their seven sheets of paper out of their pocket and unfold it and it becomes this like 35 to 40 minute speech and you're like, all right, like it didn't need to be that long.
Oh, God, no. Never needs
like,
too long.
Just... Like maybe a page and a half. Like if you've got stapled together pages for your speech, you got to delete like three quarters of that at least. Yeah. So,
wind's picking up in Sydney. My blinds pushing all over the place. So sorry if you can hear a banging in the background. It's the wind, guys.
Oh, the news reporter out on the scene. Weather girl.
We are in some weather.
There are benefits to not having any windows. The wind's not going to affect me.
All right, well, we better wrap it up because I got to go do my speech.
Yeah, go on. Ronnie, good luck. Why did Ronnie run in? Oh, MC. Go have fun. Yeah. You'll have a great time.
Be the MC. Use it as an opportunity. Do your best.
Amen.
Amen.
And just like the end of your favourite Saturday morning, I'm not going to do this. I'm sorry. It's been the Can We Help You podcast. Thank you very much for listening. You can. Bear with me while I pull up our actual script.
Just say where people can send
you
their questions.
You can find us at Can We Help You Podcast on socials. To get in touch, hit us up there or go to our website, canwehelpyoupodcast.com.
Nice.
Yep. See, I couldn't even commit that to my brain and somehow I did a wedding speech.
Do you think I should put some in-jokes in there or is that going to be too much?
No in-jokes. No? One max.
You can sneak them in.
Make, don't sit there and wait for people to laugh if it's an in-joke because that's
pause for laugh.
Awful. So awful.
Okay.
Have so much fun at the wedding. Can't wait to hear about all the shenanigans. Hopefully it's a really fun wedding.
All right. See you soon.
All right.
I mean, see you in a few days. I mean, talk to you in a few days. I mean, I don't know, whatever.
Goodbye.
Oh, goodbye.
God. All right, bye.
See you.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.